Speaking last week about the end of Martin, we said basically comes out of criterion of Martin, which is normally it's more or less the same halachas as
Kosher.
Whoever's Mutter in Kosher, Mutter in Martin, there are a few exceptions, and that is number one, we allow the person when it's in with the person gone is that sorry, the person's got a need, then he's allowed to be lenient to undo a knot that was made for more than 7 days. Not a kesher omen, it means a knot on bow, a knot on shoelace, it was made for more than 1 day, but less than 7 days. It normally we hold that it's really called a kiyuma if it's more than a day, more than 24 hours. But if there's a necessity, a person's got a big tzorich, a person's got a tzorich, that's his only shoes he's got, for example, his nice Shabbos shoes, he's going to a nice affair and he wants to look smart, so that's his only shoes that he's got. And it was made during the week, went to Chasna on Wednesday night, the chasna, I made his shoelace up, and my tiny guy was a mitzvah tamid, it was very late. He just slipped his shoes off, and he went to bed. Now, Shabbos, Friday night, he wants to wear his shoes, and he realized he got an arm bow in there, because he made more than 24 hours. Then, l'chore, if that's 30 pair of shoes, nice pair of shoes, then one can you make of that up to 7 days in London? That's number one. Number two, we spoke about the other case of the Ramah. The Ramah says that we take on a kesher omen. We're not sure what kesher omen is. We don't know. We're not well versed in kesher omen. And because we're not well versed, we take on come out every knot that we know is a kesher omen. Any double knot that we make is a chashash of a kesher omen. It's a suspicion that it might be a kesher omen. And therefore, because of that, we take on that kesher omen. Therefore, we're machmir. Once you've made that, you can't do it on Shabbos. If, says the Ramah, and Saru de Kufa, it's going to be a very unpleasant person. I mean, the person made, for example, his shoes on Friday and Shabbos morning, and he made it, but kavana, he made a double knot. And then he realized, not so good idea what he's done. And I, a few hours later, he comes back, I'm sure he wants to go to bed, he can't take his shoes off. He's got a double knot in his shoe. So in such a case there, it's the sour of the goofy, it's very uncomfortable for the person, then the person is allowed to undo that knot, okay? So that's another heter. And then finally we said the third heter was that is when the mocha mitzvah, that's when it's just coming back to number two, the Ramah's matir sar de gufa, finish in this Ramah. See what it means? The Ramah's, let me switch out loshen. The Ramah's loshen was if it's a pain, it's a distressing poor person. He said, he starts off when is the tsar for a person? And he's talking about a double knot, he's talking about a double kesher. So it looks like from the Ramah's only makel, the mokum tsar, when it's very uncomfortable for a person, in a case of a double knot. If a person made, let's move to the last category, a person made a knot for, let's say, 6 months. I mean, the Sefer Torah. The person made the Sefer Torah knot, and he wants to undo it. That wouldn't have this heter. It's not Mokum Tzar, and in my say, it's a much more Chomer Drabon pasuk, yeah, because it's according to many shits, that's a very Chomer Drabon. A Kesher Umen, which we make a double knot, is a big Chomer. So then, the Mokum Maker, when it's a proper Kesher Drabon, a proper Kesher Umen, which means made for more than 7 days, that's much stricter. So many possible things on the Ramah's not making Mokum Tzar there. The only heter there is to ask a non-Jew to undo it, or the Mokum Mitzvah. That means the same Torah case you've got, no other same Torah case you have it. Other possible, I mentioned this last time, other possible hold that the Mokum Tzar, even if the knot was made for more than 7 days, not convenient. So that's a bit of an issue. Okay, let's move on to Hilchos Tovah. That's much more Nagea to us, really, this Melacha. Anyone know where could it be Nagea Tovah? Where, which, what things we do on Shabbos that might be relevant to Tovah?
Pampers,
yeah, could be, yeah. Sticky label, sticky tab. Anything else?
Pulling
the thing. Very good, yeah. Anything else? Open packet is Korea. You're right. To steal the packet, we put it to him. Right, so obviously it goes together. Tovah and Korea go to hand in hand. Whatever's a problem to make it is a problem to undo it. Because, right, what else is Tovah? No, nothing else. Oh, a short malacca, this one. Yeah. Very short malacca. Oh. What? What's what? Ah, so you have to know, is closing a button problematic? Safety pins.
So, yeah.
scrunch up. You know, so let's come on. Let's define what tofu is. That's a good point. Let's define what tofu is. So tofu is one of the lamatis block. Where do you do tofu in the Mishkan? The ureas, yeah, they made the ureas. When they made the building in the Mishkan, they had to make the curtains. So the curtains, they had to make one big curtain straight away. They have different sections of the curtains, and they join them up together. And that was the tofu, sticking it together. That is the issa of tofu. The parts of the ureas were made and then sewn together to make one large urea. The basic idea of this malacha, the basic essence of tofu, is take two separate pieces. It could be cloth, paper, which is actually got a chiddush. It's shaykh to have tofu, actually. It's a chiddush. It means a person sticks two pieces of wood. You know what the Mishnah was talking about? Pashas talking about softwood, but he's talking about my sister, let's just show it to you now. Shimam. It says, I must have a little tool, but it's a small little. Shimam seems that. Divram Masa, they told us. Told us. I can't find a mouse where it is here. The small little Mi'alacha. Mi'alacha says that even by wood, sticking wood together, even sticking wood together could be tofu. I have to see if I can find it. I can't find it now. That sticking wood together is also tofu. That's also good. Sticking to me anyway, you can stick it by glue, stapling, any way of bonding things together, that is already the malacha of tofu. So wood, paper, cardboard, leather, cloth, sticking together, it's all
permanent or over a short time?
So that's a big shout. Pastures, even a short time of tofu. I mean, that's a big question. We're going to speak about this. That's very pointless. Is it like kosher? That's kosher. If you do a knot for a very short amount of time, then less than one day is no problem. Does tofu have this heter? That's a big question. Pashas doesn't have this heter. Pashas, tofu is also in for a short term.
Can you two think of linking, stick together a few minutes left?
What do you mean? Like if it's sucking, like the rings?
Glue. No.
Two days, lick it or stick. A few minutes, it'll stick, then it'll open
apart. What, normal paper?
Yeah.
That's nothing, Mr. Does it hold? If you lift that, will it hold?
Two and a half.
Why
wet?
Yeah, no, that's
wet.
That's Mr. That's not no cube. That's more of a few seconds. But you can make, when you make the sucker's decorations, for example, you get these chains, paper chains that are sticky. If you wet them and they stick together, that's like a tofu. That's like a tofu. I mean, they last very long, but if I said they do last, then that's like a tofu.
Closing an envelope,
yeah, all this, and sticking an envelope closes the whole problematic, yeah, well, that's the problem. Stapling is also a problem. In fact, I saw Chiddush actually, stapling, besides the problem of sticking the paper, the Chiddush could be making a patish on the staples. Because now the staple has been come to its final use. The use of the staple is to do what it's supposed to do. So a staple is out of question. One shouldn't use the staple on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says the Chiddush also. She remembered it. Well, what has God done? Why? It's good reason. I'm sorry, I'll check when I prepared this year. Let me just show you that I can't find this ruler. Normal way of sewing is like this. I've already prepared my needle with thread over here, yeah? My needle with thread. Now, I've made a knot before Shabbos. This is not a problem now. Pashas, what I'm doing over here. I want to stick these two together. So to go like this, to go through once, all the way through here, that is nothing. That doesn't hold at all. That's not even called tofu. I don't even think it's Osmi Drabon, actually. I'm not 100% sure about this, but I don't think it's Osmi Drabon. Because that's not called a hold at all. It doesn't do anything. The Issa is, what can be Osmi is, and Mishnah speaks out, if you go like this once in, and then you come out again. So at the end of the day, you've got the thread coming out on the same side as two threads. You've got one where you started, that's the first one you started with, and the one you come out with, that's come out twice. If a person now takes a knot, he knots it, he knocks this one, he makes a knot in this one over here, which now binds it together, holds it permanently. That means if I don't knot it, then it'll come apart.
Yeah, it won't hurt. Yeah.
It won't hold. If I make a knot in it, what have I done?
Sphere.
Well, actually, the chayr, the Mefarshim asked, the chayr, why is every tofer not kosher as well? What's the answer, Moshe?
Should
both. Could be, that's a knot. Well, apostle Tarek.
If the knot is made, then
you can do a hence thing or not. Let's say you made a bow. Or you made a knot of bow, which is less than 24 hours. So if it's not kosher, you wouldn't be chayr, but you'd be chayr with some tofer. So it's important that if you want to be over kosher in this way, and in tofer in this way, you have to come back once in, once out, and make a knot.
Why can you do the first time just once and also make a knot, else it's going to hold? Why do you have to go twice? According to you, you said
yeah, it's a good question. He's asking a good question. He's asking why, when you, if you go once through, that means when I started off over here, I go once through, I make a knot on the other side.
It's going to hold.
The hole, but it's very, very flimsy. That's very, very flimsy. It's just it's holding one piece. It's, I don't know if that's called holding. It's just one side being held.
It'll move away.
I think I'm not sure it'll move away, but I don't think it's called. I don't know if that's called holding because it's so flimsy that it's just one side. When you go back and another way, you've done two. You held it in two parts. Good question. I don't know if it's right, but Chayyim, the Mefarshim say that two sides.
Let me just see what the Mishnah Berurah
is. So it's a different Mishnah Berurah. That's what we're using here. Very interesting point. So far, what I just told you now, you're not chayav. If you don't knot it, you're not chayav. I want to show you Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, says Mishnah Berurah here, Chav Zayin, or Oyster Kain Chayav Chatos. Someone does this on Shabbos, he's chayav Chatos, on Tefer. Who shall Oyster Akeshel the Soif? Mishnah Berurah says that when you make a knot at the end, I feel the Amish of Chayav, even the Dosh of Chayav. I'm below Kesha Klal Potter. If you don't make a knot there, you're Potter. The aim is borrowed to Sholish Tfiras. Now, that I showed you two, yeah?
Yeah.
Three times.
Yeah. Done a good knot. I did it twice. I started off, I went through here once. And it came back again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and I made a knot, says the Mishnah Berurah, then you're chayav if you do that. I'll tell you. If I don't make a knot, but I go through a third time, in this way here, I come up this way, so I've been in, out, and in, then says the Mishnah Berurah, even without a knot, you're chayav. Because that also holds to a certain degree. So if you're asking when you're chayav tofer with a needle and a thread, it'll depend. If you do two in and out, coming out on the same side, and you make a knot, you'll be chayav in a tofer. If you don't make a knot, it's also a rabban. If you go in three times, in, out, and in again, through again, then even without a knot, you're chayav min a tofer. Right.
That's part one of tofer.
Then the Mefarshim asks, what exactly distinguishes kosher and tofer? The chayyim is very similar. You're binding things together. What's the chilik really between kosher and tofer? So the Mefarshim say, Moshe says that kosher is you tie two items and they remain individual items. They're not blended into one. You take two strings and you make a knot in it. The mice are two different strings there. They've been combined into one, but there's two strings. Tofer is where you put something together, you make it into one, you fuse it together to make it into like one item. Once you've got two papers and you staple it, you want the two papers to become into one. That's, or glue, you glue something, you want the one item.
You want to make one knot.
You want to make one knot, it's still two pieces of string. It's still two pieces of string, you combine two pieces of string. If engineering, you combine two pieces of string. Others say much more posh than it, which the vice that others say is much more posh than another chilek is, and that is the chayra. Kosher is with string or with thread. Tofer is with the material already made. Really. That's a much more posh thing, in a way of explaining, yeah? Tofer, you've got the material already made, you want to stick the materials together. Kosher is you've got the thread or the string you want to blend them together. It's a different thing completely. But it's important to know the difference between kosher and tofer, and that's why some people, it's an important point at this point about whether there's a heter shel kayoma. Perhaps there's no heter of shel kayoma at all. Minat Torah, again, I said to you, Minat Torah is what you do over here. Who I did, you can make it very simple, it could be over kosher. Someone's, for example, someone's button is coming loose, the thread is coming loose. So someone pulls the thread and he tightens the button. Now, if he then wraps the thread around the button, so he secures it in place, that's my Torah. because he's now secured the loose thread into thick thread. Who are they? Like someone said before, someone's seen, for example, it's coming off, it's pulled, and the thread has swirled a bit, spread out. If a person now pulls that thread, and he pulls it together to make it tighter, he's done too. It's very easy, a person easily, if he's not mason laid, it's very easy for a person to initially in this thing over here, yeah? Very, very easy. A person's got to be careful not to tighten such a thread like this at all. That's also, I mean, that could also be Minato, actually. Now, what it applies to as well is also very interesting. So I told you before it applies to materials. Many poskim take on it applies to softwood and also things like soft plastic. Anything which is very hard, though, let's say like wood, hardwood or metal. Let's say someone takes glue and he sticks metal together with glue. That many poskim take on is not toifa. Toifa has to be soft material which sticks together. If a person, I don't know, I'm not sure why this is exactly actually, because I think someone asked a kashal, every time you build a house, you make bricks, you build a house with bricks. Are you over toifa? That's an issue with kashal, it's like, are you over toifa? Why not? So he says, no, it can't be hard substances which stick together is not toifa, that's binyan, maybe. But it can't be toifa. I say wood is an interesting area, if you know what wood is, but wood is the mission of wood is wood, lechur is talking about like soft wood. Yeah, another interesting halacha is, if Moshe, let's say before Shabbos, this material, two threads have gone through. Someone had put a needle in, two threads before Shabbos, and on Shabbos I come along and thread it once more through, that's also toifa. Because I've completed, the act of toifa is to complete what was missing, what to stick it together. If part of it was done before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos I complete it, that is now the final act of toifa, that makes it toifa. Makapash is when you finish the beggar, but when you just start making a beggar, you can't be a makapash. Makapash is when you finish making a garment. You can't be a makapash when you just start something. So a person just starts making material together, starts turning material together, it's really loose still. It's not joining all the sides, that's not makapash. That's not makapash, that's only the is of, what do you call it? So again, where this is relevant to the code, which we're going to speak about tomorrow, is Lamoshal, what do you call it, safety pins. People put in needles or safety pins into someone's got a tear in his trousers, for example, on Shabbos. And he wants to put a safety pin or a pin to hold the hem up or whatever it is. Is that allowed to be done? That lechera could be very problematic. That is lechera holding something in position. And depends how you go through the beggar, lechera. It might depend how you go through the beggar. But that could be a serious issue of toifa. Oh, so you have to know, pashas, that what we say now, someone takes a safety pin, that's what should come out. Don't forget to come tomorrow. But what should come out from this is, if someone takes a safety pin and he goes through just once, and he puts the safety pin once through, just once through the two materials, and then he closes it up, the chayr, that's nothing. The chayr. Unless you say it's worse then, because that holds the position. That means a normal sewing thing won't hold. As soon as you just move a bit, the whole thing will fall apart. But I'm saying that the safety pin is much stronger, maybe that will help.
It's not much yet, it's just making sure it doesn't.
Yeah, it won't be far away far. It depends how tight you do it. The mice you can make quite tight. Someone's got a tear in his trousers, for example, they might want to see what's going on there, and they're quite tight, so the mice won't have much movement. So you have to know what's going on, you have to know. Basically, what should come out of so far what we're saying now is the safety pin might be mutter if you go through just once. Okay, so what we said tonight, so we've spoken about the difference of toifa and kosher, and we said either toifa is besides you stick two independent items together and you want it to become into one, whereas kosher is you're making two items, stay two items, just joining it together. Or shai is more partial. Kosher is you're taking the threads or string, you're joining it together. Mashenkin, toifa is you're taking a material, you're sticking it together, or simply the wood, you're gluing it together, the paper, stick it together. And then we spoke about how many times you have to go through. Minat Torah, if a person goes in, out, makes a knot on it, he's done an Issa Minat Torah. If he goes three times, even without a knot, he's also done a Kosher Minat Torah. And we're telling you, pastors, if he goes through just once, that once is nothing. The Chor's got no keel whatsoever. Chor's no Issa in there whatsoever. Check it out, the Chor, that's what should come out. Okay, wait a second.